The following program was taped before an audience of no one.
From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. Forget your other systems of algebraic notation. Get some billion logic. I'm Bill Curtis, and here's your host, a fantastically handsome man and author of his own intros, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. And a reminder, our audience is, as always, fake, except for you. That's right. Only you are real. Later on, we're going to be talking to Michelle Zauner, who has a Jewish name, has written a wonderful memoir about her Korean mother, and performs music under the name Japanese Breakfast. We have questions, and we will put them to her later on. But first, we also have some questions for you. So give us a call. The number is 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, so happy to be here. My name is Pooja, and I am from Morrisville, North Carolina.
Hey, Pooja, it's a pleasure to talk to you. So where exactly is Morrisville?
We are a small suburb from Cary, which is a small suburb of Raleigh, but we have the airport, so we're important.
Oh, there you are. Ha ha ha. So if they want to get anywhere, they have to go through you first. I get it. What do you do there?
I am currently a master's student at Columbia, getting my master's in public health.
Oh, excellent. Oh, man, we need public health workers. Hopefully you can get your degree in time to come out and help to save us all.
Well, I graduate in 2 weeks, so hopefully it'll be something.
All right. Pooja, let me introduce you to our panel this week. First up, it's a stand-up whose new music album, Tasty Treats, is on Audius and all music platforms. You can see him at the True False Film Fest in Columbia, Missouri, May 8th. It's Brian Babylon.
Hey, Pooja, how are you?
I am doing well.
Next, it's a contributor to CBS Sunday Morning and the host of the podcast Real Good from Stitcher. It's Faith Saley.
Hey, Pooja.
And a writer and co-executive producer for Desus and Mero on Showtime and the host of the podcast Make My Day, it's Josh Gondelman.
Hello. Thanks so much for having me. Thrilled to be here.
Pooja, you're going to play Who's Bill this time. Bill Curtis, of course, is going to read you three quotations from the week's news. If you can correctly identify or explain just two of them, you will win our prize. Any voice from our show you might choose in your voicemail. You ready to go?
Absolutely.
Here we go. Your first quote is about rising tensions with a world leader.
He has nothing on Biden.
That was a New York Times commenter thinking that our President Biden could win a fight against what other world leader?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I'm going to say Putin?
Yes, Putin. Oh. Yes, the Cold War is back, baby. What a relief. It's like an 80s revival. It's like we're all wearing shoulder pads. Sylvester Stallone is an action hero, and Joe Biden is only in his 70s. This week, the White House announced sanctions on Russia for interfering in our elections. Putin denied the hacking. He did so by suddenly showing up in every American Zoom call on Wednesday and insisting it wasn't him.
Yeah, he came in a Zoom call with his shirt off.
That's how you knew it was him.
He's the only world leader who will go shirtless. So we can start there. So until Joe Biden takes off his shirt, I don't want to hear anything.
I just want to say, having seen recent G20 summit pictures, I'm glad he's the only one who takes off his shirt.
Wait, guys, what about Justin Trudeau?
Oh, okay, excuse me.
So what are these actual sanctions? I feel like there's just so much talk that reminds me of disciplining my children in the most gentle way, which is like,
right,
if you don't change your behavior, there will be consequences.
Yes,
and
that's
right.
It
takes a long time to say it because you don't know what they are.
We're getting back at the nation of Russia, but we're limiting their screen time.
Exactly.
Now we are, and this is true, expelling a bunch of Russian diplomats. But if that doesn't sound bad enough, we are forcing them to go back to Russia on Spirit Air.
All right, so it's timeouts. It's timeouts,
yeah,
for all those people.
Yes.
But you know, it's either like disciplining young children or the language from the Biden White House is so measured. It so reminds me of couples therapy from my first marriage. There's the White House fact sheet said the U.S. desires a relationship that is stable and predictable, which is what I asked for, and we still got a divorce. So
that's what we have, right? We can stably predict that they're going to try to hack our election.
That's true.
Horrible.
I do like the idea of like Russia and the U.S. going into couples therapy, and it's like the counselor is like, now, Vladimir, make I statements. And he's like, okay, I will poison you all.
Exactly. When,
yes. I will take my shirt off.
When you have working democracy, I feel like killing you.
Now, to be fair to the prior administration, Trump did occasionally sanction Putin, but Putin could stop it simply by saying their safe word.
Yeah.
I feel like it's like, hack me once, shame on you. Hack me twice, shame on me. Like, Biden, you've got to have your password stronger than, like, major stop biting, all lowercase.
All right, Pooja, here is your next quote.
Eat fresh.
That was the slogan of a big sandwich chain that is finding itself in dire financial straits this week. What is the company, the chain?
Quiznos. No, I'm kidding. It's Subway.
It is Subway, yeah. Subway is, believe it or not, the biggest restaurant chain in the country, and recently they've closed more locations in the last year than any other restaurant, still leaving way too many locations. They apparently did very poorly during the pandemic, despite replacing their sneeze guard with an N95 guard. I guess during a pandemic, people just don't want a restaurant where the whole appeal is watching a stranger touch all of your food.
Wait, I didn't realize its motto was eat fresh.
Eat fresh,
and I have to ask, from a legal standpoint, was that spelled P-H-R-E-S-H?
So no, speaking of ladies,
claim
no.
It was fresh?
Well, I mean, they may not have thought this out, because the whole appeal of Subway, and if you've ever been to a Subway, you know this, is that they assemble your meal right in front of you, so you know it's fresh, right? But I don't think we want that from our fast food. Imagine how, like, if you went to a Popeye's chicken, say, and they advertise that the chickens are slaughtered right in front of you to your order, you know? Just stand behind the blood guard, please.
You know that their foodstuffs weren't, like, the highest quality because they advertised the length of them, which is not what you do when food is good, right? They're, like, $5 foot long. You never hear, like, oh, I ate, like, 4.5 inches of caviar, right? Like, that's not how you measure luxurious foods.
And also, didn't Subway, it's that smell. It's that weirdly attractive yet not quite real bread smell, right?
Right. We were talking about this. There is a rumor, I don't know if this is true, that Subway has a patented fresh bread scent that they pump into their stores so that you think that they're baking the bread fresh.
That is true. In my honest opinion, I think the dude who gave out franchises was going willy-nilly and everybody had one. And you can't have a Subway around every corner.
Works for Starbucks, man.
Well, that's different. Starbucks is a drug. Caffeine is a drug. That's a drug.
But we don't know what's in that fresh bread scent. That might be a drug.
I'm with Brian, though, about Starbucks being a drug, right? Nobody's ever like, don't even talk to me till I've had my Italian cold cut combo in the morning.
Nobody.
Pooja, we have one more quote for you. Here it is.
Live your truth. Be free.
That was a woman on Instagram celebrating the news that one of the stars of what hit dating show just, perhaps not surprisingly, came out as gay.
Wow, I have no idea. I'm going to guess The Bachelor?
Yes, The Bachelor. Yes, Pooja. Colton Underwood, who appeared on two different seasons of The Bachelor, once as a contestant and once as The Bachelor, the prize, has come out as gay. Now, when Colton was The Bachelor, he claimed at that time that he was a virgin. He said he had been waiting to meet a girl who had that special something, that is, being a man. I have to say, in regard to this guy, how can anyone be surprised? Colton Underwood isn't a person, it's a gay porn pseudonym.
Thank you!
It is.
My thought is, like, he's the only honest Bachelor contestant, because he's the only one who, after The Bachelor, was like, you know what? I actually wasn't looking for love.
Yeah, I know. Me. There is, by the way, an amazing moment, you can find it online, where during the taping of this season, Billy Eichner came on as, like, their special guest celebrity for the episode, and he's talking to the guy, and he's like, you're a virgin? Really? Are you sure? Are you the first gay Bachelor? And you're like, oh my God, he knew. He knew.
You know these reality shows have, like, crazy contracts, right? And all these writers and the contestants have to promise to be drunk and to sit in hot tubs and to have fake tans. And it's just amazing with all the fine print. They didn't say, also, are you sure you like women?
Exactly. Yeah. Bill, how did Pooja do on our quiz?
Pooja was great. She got all three right.
Hey, congratulations, Pooja. We appreciate you calling, and congratulations on getting your degree in just a couple of weeks.
Thank y'all so much. It's been such a pleasure.
Thank you, Pooja. Take care.
Bye.